Hello and welcome, Joshua, to Experience Share. It's a Pokemon podcast starring me, Hitmongreen.
Hitmonlee.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring.
Yeah.
And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Hit Josh Chan.
Hitmon Chan.
A.K.A. Joshua Fjellstedt.
I feel like I would have gone for Hitmon Josh. Hit Josh Chan is sort of...
Hitmon Josh
encouraging of
is
violence.
Much worse than Hitmon Chan, Hit Josh Chan. And also Hit Josh
encouraging,
Hit Josh.
Encouraging violence.
Yeah, it is a little violent against Josh's.
Yeah.
And one of my closest friends in the world is Josh, so I wouldn't want that.
Thank you.
We play through all the Pokemon games, gym by gym, week by week. We are blazing through Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee. We actually have guests coming up, believe it or not, even though there's only like three episodes left. Yeah.
We have one to three guests. We definitely have one. We have to actually figure out, confirm the other two.
Yeah, but we're just ripping and a-tearing. Ripping and a-tearing.
Yeah, we were ripping and a-tearing so much, we just didn't even have time to figure out how to get more guests in here. We were like, we just gotta get through this thing.
We ripped and tore our way up Kanto, up Kanto's backside. This week, Josh.
Yeah.
And into Saffron City to take on Sabrina.
Yeah.
I didn't say it a bad way, did I?
No. I'm just saying it was in a good way. Well, there are a couple of bad things that happened, actually. What am I getting ahead of myself?
Let's talk about one thing quickly, and it's called Rules Court.
More Rules Court?
Well, I just want to clarify something. Because I did what any good, like, patriot would do, Josh. Played ahead a little.
Oh, God. Yeah, of course.
Surfed out
Why
to
Why do you
Seafoam.
Find the need to even play ahead when this is so short? And there were two optional areas already this week.
Because there's an island that we have access to now because we have the surfboard called Seafoam Island. And it's there. It's accessible. That's not off limits.
It's literally part of next week.
It's not off limits. I just went out to grind.
Part of the
and
reason that our guest
any,
is
like,
coming on next week is because of Seafoam.
I just
so
wanted,
I'm not fucking
just,
talking
hey,
about it.
Hey, can I get a fucking word in edgewise? I know Rules Court is contentious, but at least let me like bring the thing to motion.
Defend yourself.
I went ahead to Seafoam a little bit because I know there's ice type Pokemon
That's
out there and
cheat.
I wanted to catch some.
Mayor Cheat.
So.
I'm fairly certain you did this in our first playthrough ever of Kanto too.
In anticipation of next week when we will be going out to Seafoam officially, let's talk about the catchable zones in Seafoam because there's four levels. You know how Seafoam works. It's like a puzzle. It's like boulder pushing. There's four levels at the bottom of which is a big icy bird.
Mm-hmm.
What are we calling the catchable zones in here? Each level is a catchable zone or Seafoam Island is a catchable zone?
Well, I know that we... in previous playthroughs have done every zone as their
Perfect.
Own thing, but
yeah,
we didn't officially say that on this one, and I certainly have done that.
Maybe we should.
Rock Tunnel would have been different areas too. We didn't do that. So I think the precedent is set that this is one area. We also All said right. the same thing with Go Park. Even
Fine,
though
I'm going to have to scrap a lot of Pokemon that I raised up, but you know what? I came in here thinking... Yeah. This is a risk. I'm going to catch a few Pokemon in here. This is a risk. I'm going to catch one on each level. We'll see what Josh says.
Yeah. Rules Court let you get away with
But you know what? I'm
the,
not too attached to any of them. I'll take it on the chin. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. Rules Court's got a crackdown on this one.
Okay.
If you had addressed this issue at Rock Tunnel, then I think, you know,
I wasn't
there
concerned
was...
about it at Rock Tunnel, Joshua, believe it or not.
Rock Tunnel would have helped me out if it was different areas.
Well,
so.
You should have brought it up at Rock Tunnel then.
I'm just going with the flow.
It's just a lack of creativity, Josh.
Of bending the rules.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you mean?
Creative interpretations of the rules, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so we know that for next week now. We only get one catchable Mon in all of Seafoam Island. Spoiler, I've caught mine and it died. So I'm done with Seafoam Island.
Court adjourned.
How'd you get back up to Sabrina, Josh? Because I'll tell you the way I went. Cycling road. And it's a shade of what it once was.
I was nervous about the levels, so I just went, I flew back to Saffron and I just did Sylph. I actually didn't, I kind of meant to do Cycling Road, but I did not even do it this leg. I did do Power Plant.
We can talk about it next week when you go and see it, because I don't know, it's like these, like, you know, Bleeding Hearts got to it and like scrubbed out the criminal element.
Oh,
and now it's like a beautiful like park.
No, Cycling Road's supposed to be a little intimidating.
It's not a, I mean, it's still like a little bit of a gauntlet because there's like a bunch of trainers here and each of them has their like ringer Pokemon out next to them.
Yeah.
So you kind of know what you're getting into.
That's fun.
But none of the like, there's no cycling.
Right.
Bikes and, are like outlawed in Kanto.
No cycling and we don't get running shoes because that's a Devoncorp production. So
I know,
what
and
are we supposed to do?
I know he's
We're
running the same
like,
speed.
Ugh.
As my character in the overworld, I know Kangaskhan when I'm riding on Kangaskhan's shoulder. I know he's moving the same speed as my character, but he's so big and lumbering. She's so big and lumbering that it seems like I'm like crawling at a snail's pace.
Oh, you're riding around on, is that Kangaskhan's animation? You ride around on the shoulder?
Eevee gets into the pouch with little Kangaskhan, and Dorito Doug gets up on Kangaskhan's
Man, that's
shoulder.
Really fun. You need to put up a video of that.
Yeah, I'll take a snip for you
that
guys.
That sounds like a delight.
Okay, well, check it out next week.
All right, I'll see the non-dilapidated Cycling Road, even though that doesn't sound appealing to me.
You know, this is what like Bruce Springsteen wrote songs about, and you've like paved paradise and put up a parking lot, you know, or like paved Cycling Road and put up like a beautiful like walkable route and a path.
Yeah,
no one wanted it.
No, it's supposed to be a dust town, broken down.
Let's fly out
Don't
to
know if I
Power
get out
Plant.
Of there alive.
You were talking about the optional routes. This
yeah,
week.
I did Power Plant Power after Plant. Sabrina, but I can talk about it now.
Yeah, let's talk about it, because I went out there. I'll say it, Josh. I'll say it. I caught a Shellder.
Oh, on your
it was the first
Seafoam.
Pokemon I encountered in Seafoam was a Shellder.
I've heard about this.
So
Shellder.
I caught it. Garlic Shrimp, added it to the team. Shellder's water type, but we know that it grows into Cloyster when it eats a water stone.
Right.
And that's water ice. Brought Shellder up here, surfed down, popped into the power plant.
Mm-hmm.
Was roaming around, catching Mon. Some fun ones in here. A lot of Electabuzz. They're a little off-putting, seeing them in the overworld.
Yeah, I was surprised that Electabuzz apparently is common now. I believe it used to be quite rare. And as soon as I stepped into Power Plant, I saw an Electabuzz. So that's my catch. Even though, I kind of presume everyone would in my situation, would want a Magnemite. Because then I can get some steel into this. But now I have an Electabuzz, which also can't even evolve in this.
Yeah. And do you even want steel? My team is half fire.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting about the matchup for you. I guess it's... Okay, so it's a wash. I wouldn't have really... I don't want an Electrode.
Yeah, I don't want an Electrode either. Well, let me tell you what happened to me.
Right.
Speaking of fucking Electrode. Electrode. Hmm. I didn't like
lazy.
It.
Lazy, yeah.
I walked in and was catching Pokemon and saw a signature telltale, like, upside-down Pokeball in the overworld. And I said, I know what that is. That's a tricky little Electrode or Voltorb.
But what
or
if
whichever
it's a,
one it is.
What if it's a sweet item, though?
Yeah, but either way, it's probably just going to be an Electrode, in which case, cool. Like, I'll catch it, you know, I'll add it to the Pokedex, and then I'll candy it. Went in, it's one of the like overworld encounters, so it's kind of the old style of battle, Gen 1 style battle.
Right.
Whittle the Pokemon down in health and then try to catch it. It blasted my new Garlic Shrimp Shellder and killed it in one hit, instantly.
So sorry.
And I just like, Dorito Doug, I think at that second, as like took stock and was like, what am I doing here? This place is like falling apart. This is not part of Dorito Doug's journey. This is not part
of
like his.
Not on brand.
Like, it's not on brand at all. And I just left.
Well,
I never went back to Power Plant.
Okay. You got out of there? You just didn't.
I just left after the first one. I was like, there's nothing for me in here. I just got to
get
out of here.
Opening up with Shellder in the Power Plant was certainly a mistake.
I didn't think it through.
Dorito Dugs.
It was just in the front. I was just catching out here, you know? You know, there was a battle at the very beginning. There's one of these coach trainers.
That is a tough coach trainer.
Yeah, that was a tough coach trainer.
Well, all I will say about this coach trainer as well is that she, who was it? I believe it's a girl boss.
It is a girl boss.
Coach trainer, coach trainer Mabel, had two of Joshy slash Sixies, Capricorn Sixes, You Make Me Barf Pokemons.
Okay. These two are on your You Make Me Barf list?
Omastar and Aerodactyl were specifically.
Yeah.
Because I said at the beginning that in this role-playing, you know, she's like humanity's children coming home to roost. Like, this ancient stuff, hate
yeah.
that.
Hate it.
Hate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kabutops, arguably, I could have been in there too. All of this, though, was dumb of me on my part. Like, it makes sense with role-playing, but I also... You know, these Pokemon I can't access forever. Although, actually, in this next leg, we will be able to thaw the amber, won't we?
Yeah.
So I could throw...
I finally just sold all that shit. The fossil and the amber. I was, like, holding on to this whole thing, and I was just like, I don't need this. I just sold it.
I did take, in Mount Moon, I did take the Helix fossil, so I could run an Omanyte Omastar. And honestly... Ugh. That would get me out of this jam of having this fucking Golbat around my neck.
Yeah, that's true.
But two other comments about coach trainer Mabel. Omastar was her opener, and which is grotesque with the Cthulhu like
flailing
tentacles and the like gross beak mouth,
gross
staring
eyes
staring you down. Yeah. Like this is a Joshy's barfy in general. Aerodactyl, I think, is cool and fine. In this scenario, Capricorn 6 is shunning it. But Omastar opened with a Hydro Pump, and I have Mewtwo up front, and it hit. And it did, like,
blast
almost 50% damage. I was like, that's kind of unbelievable. My Mewtwo has Brick Break, so I use that super effective, and then I take it down to, like, third of its health. But then I use Hydro Pump again, and it hit again!
Isn't Hydro Pump, like, 65% or something like that?
I think it's 50. Like, I don't ever...
I could try to Hydro Pump. I don't train Hydro Pump.
Oh, man, it's
80?
Was that upgraded? I always had it in my head that it was 50.
Well, it sounds like you ran the math wrong on that one, Josh.
Oh, wow,
Did you lose? Oh, no, Mewtwo's your ringer.
Yeah, I really ran the math wrong, and Hydro Pump is better than I thought. In this game in particular, because we don't have Surf, which is the old standby. But anyway, yeah, so the other Hydro Pump killed Mewtwo, which is my
I have Surf.
Ride and Don't Die companion. Pokemon. So Mewtwo is resurrected, fortunately.
You're so lucky. What a good call.
And I learned a lesson, and that's a freebie, because it cannot leave my team and can be revived. And I learned that Hydro Pump is better than I thought. Fortunately, with that Pokemon is how I learned.
Well, I learned not to lead with a Shellder in Power Plant, and I'm not too torn up about it because I only had it for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But I have prepared a song.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it. Interested to hear how your devastation of losing this Shellder that you had for a couple of hours will be translated into beautiful song.
I'll tell you, I know the sort of what happened to Shellder afterwards, too. I'll get into it. There's an instrumental break. Shellder, love the way you bubble beam. Only had you for about a week. He was very, very ordinary. We didn't even make it very far out the cave door, and none evolved for just a root or two. Unbe cloistered as we surf on through. You didn't even make it past the first fight. Zap couldn't take it. Death is what happened to you. All right, so this is the instrumental part. I traded Shellder to Fueled by Rob. And Fueled by Rob sent me a Vulpix.
Another Vulpix for your collection.
Yeah, and it's thriving on my team. It's gone up like 15 levels. And Rob tweeted us and said that the shelter has died in his care. So,
R.I.P. shelter again.
Shelter, love the way you bubble beam. Only had you for about a week. He was very, very ordinary. We didn't even make it very far out the cave door, and none evolved is just a root or two. Unbe cloistered as we surf on through. You didn't even make it past the first fight. Zaps couldn't take it. Death is what happened to you. Death is what happened to you. Death is what happened to Shelby. It died.
R.I.P. garlic shrimp.
Yeah. Rob did offer to trade it back. Which right. Now that I know that I'm forbidden from all of the other Seafoam Island ice types, might have to take him up on it.
Yeah.
There's a whole shadow market now developing. You know, a whole black market around Pokemon trades.
Yeah, where they can die in the other game and then be tradable back is interesting. Although you would need a new Pokemon that has then been KO'd in order to trade it back, right? Because you need a corpse.
I would need to KO a Pokemon.
Yeah, you
first.
Need a corpse as well.
I think Rob was expecting that I would have, like, you know, not taken good care of his Vulpix, and it would have had died. But it had not, and it has not. It's in the wings.
Wow, that's too bad. Garlic shrimp as a flavor, I'm 50-50 on if that could be a delight or really grotesque.
Yeah, I think it's like a Taiwanese flavor.
Okay.
I had to kind of start to dig into like foreign flavors over the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, fewer flavors of Doritos in America than you think.
No, we don't have quite as a refined palate to be able to understand garlic shrimp.
No. Yeah. I mean, I've had garlic shrimp. I do like it.
Oh,
I like it on a Dorito? Sure, I actually think I would.
I think it's probably good.
Yeah.
But it could really go south, you know?
Saffron City. Can we do a quick diversion? Because I actually came up ripping and tearing up the backside of Kanto this week.
Yeah, I've heard.
So I went to Celadon to do some buying and selling. Had to sell some junk I had collected. Pearls, nuggets.
Stardust.
Fossils.
The fossils thing is really funny. Like, how much do you get for a
like a lot. Fossil? It was like 5,000 credits.
Wow.
Pokebucks.
Just grind it up.
Yeah, do whatever you do with it. They
that's actually
people,
the actual
like,
black
eat it to
market.
Get erections.
Yeah.
I stopped in Celadon department store and I went up to the stone department.
Mason? Yeah.
Been in kind of a stone mindset over the last couple of weeks. I should tell the bug catchers.
Oh, you want to?
Turns out that big kidney stone that I had last fall that we had to cancel our live show for.
Oh yeah, the stone is canon. So it is.
Yeah.
You should address this. Yeah, update.
That kidney stone I had never passed and has been sitting in my gut for 8 months and finally decided it wanted to start moving again, but has exponentially grown in size since then. So doctors had to go in and blast it with lasers, and I won't elaborate further.
No, I can't. I was telling Tanner before we were recording, I can't fathom it. What I'm picturing is, you know, in like the original or like, you know, countless other movies have done this now.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible with like Tom Cruise, like maneuvering through all of the lasers.
I don't know. I was
I
out
figure
for it,
like
so.
That's bouncing around in your urethra kind of a thing.
Yeah. They got it out. I'm feeling a lot better now, but I thought I'd go up to the stone counter and just see what's up.
Yeah,
you know,
like, you got a lot to talk about. Yeah,
there's a man up here who yelled this at me through a bullhorn.
Oh, it's one of the NPCs in the bullhorn in the store.
In the store,
wow.
Yelled this at me through a bullhorn that he was shopping for a water stone, but was afraid. for his girlfriend. He wanted to get a water stone for his girlfriend.
That's nice.
But was afraid that it might cause her to evolve.
Oh, that's interesting.
He yelled this at me through a bullhorn.
For so that all means to hear.
He's dating a poly whirl, a Shellder, a Staryu, or an Eevee. God, I hope it's Eevee.
I think you'd. If you were dating one tier, of these here's mon, my tier I would list. Definitely go for Eevee, yeah.
Here's my tier list of these Pokemon. Eevee, or Vaporeon.
Yeah, Hachimachi.
Poliwhirl, I guess, like second most human, at least.
Yeah.
Shellder, because like, you know, what that tongue do? And then Staryu would be last.
And Cloyster, we all know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Hachimachi.
Yeah, I think that's right. I would not even dispute that ranking. That's the right tier list.
Yeah.
Because like Staryu, Starmie, it's like, I don't know, you know, what the hell is going to go on here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not something I would be sharing with a bullhorn, but, you know, we're not going to yuck yums. You live your best life as long as it's consistent. It's
like, I have no advice for you, guy.
Yeah. I can't really relate to this one.
Fighting Dojo blasted my way through.
You've been talking a lot of shit about this dojo for a couple of episodes.
It's so much like more lackluster than I remember. I remember feeling like a gym the first time you're coming through. Like, oh shit, Saffron's got two gyms. And you get a cool Pokemon at the end of one of them.
Yeah, in the original game, it's cool. I think the dojo becomes more of a joke in the reboots.
Like half the guys in here don't even fight you.
And it's also like, I thought it was pretty confounding that there's four black belts, right? We got like black belt Mike, black belt Aaron, and black belt Hitoshi. Interesting combinations of names for these black belts. Black belt Hideki.
And it takes all types.
The dojo
Josh.
Is very inclusive. So respete to the karate master Koichi in here. But they're lined up where they're both facing you. There's two rows. So why is it also not double battles? That would make this more interesting.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, half of them don't even bother battling you.
The dojo is a joke.
And then Black Belt Master's up here and you, like, beat him. And it's an easy joke.
He doesn't even have... Oh, he does have a Poliwrath. I couldn't believe I didn't see a Machamp in here.
I'm hunting.
We're ready.
I'm hunting for a Poliwag. But so far, I haven't seen one. I don't know where they are. Damn things.
I always equated them with the Fish Safari it. Zone. Also, they were rampant in there, but we don't have that anymore. Yeah. So I don't have no idea where you would go.
I just kind of keep expecting to see them and I keep not. I guess I could look it up.
Mon, despite that in previous versions, you can fish in the little like water features that the towns will have. With the surfing, Pokemon don't randomly show up in that little like pond in Celadon City, for example.
They wouldn't.
Which is where a Poliwag would live.
Maybe just in the waters around Vermilion. Is that Lieutenant Surge City?
Yeah, you could try that out. And that would, we've previously condoned the areas, the water features in a town are
except catchable. I already got a Pokemon in Vermilion. That's where I picked up that Arcanine.
Oh, yeah, that would count.
So I'm locked out. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I would think Route 23 or whatever it is, west of Viridian, there might be some chances there. What did you take? Hitmonlee?
I took Hitmonlee, of course. I hate Hitmonchan.
I don't really like either of them. I took Hitmonchan, I think is a little bit...
I think Hitmonchan's gross. And
better
I think
looking.
Hitmonlee's cool.
But with
I at least thought Hitmonlee was cool when I was like 14 or whatever.
I just, ever since we played Pokemon trading card game for Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Hitmonlee has been tainted in my eyes because the card has, what is it? High jump kick, whatever the, it's like kind of signature is. And the leg comes out of the card and extends out.
Oh, right. It's like
kicks
ball, like
the other Pokemon
like,
and it looks really gross. And now I think
that
about,
is gross.
I picture those legs doing that. And
it's like Vector Man.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't eat him, though, so it doesn't matter.
No, I...
Eat it up.
I can't use Hitmonchan.
Silph-Co. Here we are.
Yeah. The classic.
I just sort of, like... I took, like, a there's, like, a thought experiment, like, going around Twitter lately. Someone has, like, made a simulation where they have water run through a maze to see if water can solve mazes. And it turns out it can. It can just find its way through.
I have sort of not seen this thought experiment.
It's all around. It's like viral. Mm-hmm. It's like viral if you're in like the datasphere, you know?
Yeah, all right.
I think you're still too connected to like, you know, New York and being a cool young person. But I'm getting like physics simulations, you know, served to me.
Yeah.
Water goes through the maze and it can just sort of like find its way through, no problem. And that was Dorito Doug's approach to Silphco, a maze-like building full of teleporters and elevators and locked doors. But I sort of just systematically worked my way up and managed to find the lift key pretty quickly. Or not
yeah,
the lift
that
key, the door key.
Yeah, that is definitely different. It used to be a lot harder to get that card key. I did too. And then you could just wander about.
Yeah, and then you can just wander about cleared trying to every room. Grind out some experience. Yeah, there's a nurse here. To get to her, go to level 3 and you skip the first teleporter because the first teleporter brings you actually right to the end of the Silphco.
Yeah.
But you skip past the first teleporter, you go to the second one, and that will take you to the nurse who lets you rest in the restroom.
Hello, nurse.
Seems great. I wish our offices that we've ever worked in had like nap rooms like this.
Yeah.
You know, the one place that I went to that had a nap room like this was the Japanese office of the major media company.
Oh, really? Oh, that, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
And it was great.
Yeah.
Encouraged.
Definitely. I mean, this one is really robust too. There's like 8 beds in there or something. Did that one that you saw, the real life one, have multiple beds?
It was like a break room. Like it was like a normal break room, but there were sort of these bunk beds around the perimeter.
Like
and you could just
lights.
Sort of like crawl in and sleep in them.
The first internship I had in Pasadena had a quiet room or 2 quiet rooms. And they had like big like lounge chairs.
Yeah.
And they were all dark all the time. So you could. I mean, it was basically, you know, in the parlance, it was like the hangover room.
Yeah. We used to treat the lactation room as a nap room at the old office. But only when no one was like lactating.
Oh, I hope so.
We didn't kick people who were lactating out.
Good. That's good. That was my first question.
You take one step into Silphco and you're immediately challenged by, well, like Bad Josh is here and he's like being like a snooty brat or whatever he is now.
For me, yeah. He is a snooty brat.
Then Blue, is that his name? Gary Blue?
It's Blue in this, yeah.
Blue approaches you and he's like, hey, Team Rocket's taken over Silphco. It's like, yeah, duh. Like we just had an encounter with them out front. And he's like, I'm not going to stick around for this. But I want to make sure that you guys are up for the challenge. So battle me now. And then go in a weakened state, go into Silphco. Great plan, fucking Blue. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's like he's just testing whether we're ready rather than like, first of all, why don't you do something about
come
this?
Come help.
Yeah.
Like
you're the famous trainer. Like you're not going to do anything about this. You're just going to beat us down so that we have to go back out and heal our Pokemon before we can actually deal with this problem. And
just help us. He's like, I'm going to go stamp out crime in the rest of Kanto. It's like, great, fucking rampant with corruption.
He's got a Charizard and an Exeggutor.
Yeah, cool
and
team.
It was a
cool team.
Challenging.
Yeah, good fight. Easy
challenging
fight.
For me, for Caprica 6, who is once again desperately trying to raise this gloom up so that I can evolve it one day.
Yeah.
And it was level 42 at this point. And up front, you know, Exeggutor. I'm like, sure. Great, I'll put it to sleep. I'm probably faster
Fire
than
type.
It. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. And the Exeggutor was faster, despite being 4 levels below my Gloom. And it used Psychic, and it was a 1-hit KO on Rosalind the Gloom. The
Jesus, Josh.
Resurrected Gloom, original one.
You just can't keep this thing alive, can you?
Rest in petals again.
Are you gonna coordinate with somebody and bebop it back?
Well,
just
I had
volley it back.
I was saying it to you, I don't even remember what I did with it. This one's gone. One way or another, I traded it and I didn't get anything usable, and I cannot remember what happened. I think it was kind of in a fit of rage, and sorrow, complicated emotions. I do have another Gloom, because I caught one on Route 15, the one that's just east of Fuchsia City.
Okay.
That was my catch because there's a ton of them there.
Yeah.
So I have another backup Gloom, but this is trying to get this gloom through is really like the Vileplume is not really
shocked
working.
That you're not. It's like it's so careless, you know? That Doritos 3D, Jack 3D, my fucking Diglett that kept dying.
Yeah.
He's like the king of my team now. He's unstoppable. I'm feeding him so many candies that there's nothing getting through.
Yeah, I guess I could have given her.
He spends all his time underground. He just pops up to kill someone in one hit, you know?
I guess I could have given her some more candies. That would have helped me out. I was just trying to get it to level 45 for Moonblast and then evolve it. And then I wouldn't really have this problem anymore.
You know how much I hate Gloom. I would never advocate for you to have another Gloom on your team. But at this point, it feels like a point of pride more than anything.
I know. And it's Rosalind, who's my favorite character. I really feel bound with this Gloom. I only got one more shot, you know?
Yeah.
I got one more Gloom. If that one dies, get a little, you know, volley. Maybe I guess we could do this resurrection thing. Resurrection Hub.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've prepared another song for this
Gloom. Oh, boy. Everyone back up. Give him space.
Yeah, I guess we can just take a break after that.
Oh, yeah. Let's just fade to break.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa, Blues Executor's back in town. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
If you're in battle and you need to go first, Sleep Powder can't fix that problem, baby. Unless you get hit with a psychic, you're in trouble tonight. Whoa, whoa, this is what I wanna do.
Whoa, whoa, it's too late to run.
Whoa, whoa, one-on-one, even a double battle. Whoa, whoa. Gloom, 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 I want you in my room. Let's battle and fight together from now until forever. Gloom, 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 I wanna go gloom, gloom. Let's battle and fight together, together in my room.
Rest in petals, Rosalind, the gloom, who went gloom, gloom, who went boom, boom once again.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Josh, we grind our way up this big tower. I'm sorry about your gloom. I'm not. Can't encourage you.
Yeah.
I know you have to. I know it's like you're
I feel like
whale now.
I probably have to. Yeah. Even you're though white, I've like, run plenty of Vileplumes, but I do love them and I love Rosalind. So, I think I've trapped myself.
Ground my way up. Who's up here at the top? But the man himself, Giovanni.
Giovanni. Once
He's
again.
Back up here. So are Jesse and James. They are hassling the scientists.
What's his face too? Archer? The retcon.
Oh yeah,
admin
Archer. We didn't fight Archer, didn't did oh, we fight him?
Oh yeah, he's in this room.
I think
like,
Bad Josh
having a
like
stand
intercepts
up with Giovanni. Yeah, that's right.
At some point I came into this room and it went into a cutscene and Archer was here and then Bad Josh came out and he's like, let me handle him. And then like I didn't keep going. I just went and like continued to grind out the tower. But every time I came back to this room, they were still just in here. It's like, what are you two doing in here this whole time?
Yeah, and I noticed
it's been
prior,
like hours.
do you mean in the lobby or here?
No, at the top, at like the ninth floor.
But prior to this, before I'd had access to the nurse on level 9, I also came back down and went out to go to the normal Pokemon Center, and Cavil, my rival, and Blue were still just hanging out in the lobby.
Who's like yeah, Bad what? Josh is always
do
just like
something.
Hanging about with young men, you know,
like
alone.
I mean, I don't blame him necessarily, but it's like trouble's afoot, you know?
Yeah.
We got stuff
We've
to do.
Better things to do.
And then he just hangs out with Archer again.
Yeah, he's just hanging out with Archer here at the top level.
Yeah.
But he takes care of Archer and we take care of every fucking thing else.
Yeah. Jesse and James Giovanni.
They're fucking Weezing and Arbok as usual.
Just nothing.
Giovanni had
Persian Rhyhorn and Nidoqueen.
Yep.
This would have been a good iteration. I should have picked this one. Because then I could have had Nidoqueen, which is what I really want, and then the Persian, which is also what I wanted. I should have looked at more of the spectrum of Giovanni's. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry you didn't.
Yep.
Blast him out of here. Get the Master Ball. I have a question about Silph-Co.
The president also looking good. They really did a number on him. Very, he's kind of got like a Colonel Sanders vibe now with the big beard.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah.
And he gives you a Master Ball. And I don't know what I'm going to even use it on.
Yeah, I got my Mewtwo, so I don't know either.
But I graciously accepted it. I feel a little weird, though. That I don't know what Silph-Co does now. Like, do they make Pokeballs?
Yeah, isn't there a scientist who says that? I think the Pokeballs...
And there's, like, diagrams everywhere that, like, show sort of the mechanics of Pokeballs. But at some point, you run into a Team Rocket member who says, with Silph-Co under our control, we can sell Pokemon for profit around the world. And I guess I don't know how they need Silph-Co's help doing that. But if Silph-Co has something that allows for the, like, black market sale of Pokemon, it seems pretty sinister.
Yeah.
I guess it's the Master Ball.
Is that because, it's definitely, I mean, I think the Master Ball proves, you know, they are the manufacturers of Pokeballs, or at least most of them, at least here.
Okay.
And I think somebody...
Like fucking stolen valor.
I think they do
from,
TMs.
Like Kurt or whatever.
Some of them at least. And then...
With his nut balls.
Well, he's like an artisan, you know, like that's where you go if you really want bespoke, like Silph-Co's like mass produced, like they're not making like specialty items, you know?
Yeah. You get what you get.
And then one of the Porygon that eventually you're able to get for free is here. And isn't that they made Porygon, I think, Silph-Co?
They do make Porygon too. Yeah.
So some there's probably something there
for Porygon
with the.
Oh, it's just
stealing
baffling.
And capturing Pokemon.
It feels
Pokemon.
Sinister. It feels bad.
Silph-Co, I think...
And they fucking rolled. There's like a number of these fucking... They rolled for the Team Rocket. Like a number of these
they
scientists
were, like,
in here are like...
begging to be corrupted, yeah.
Are like, oh, I'm so... Like now, finally, like my dark sciences can be put to good use. I'm a bad guy now.
Yeah, they... Like the scientists all, in particular, flip on a dime.
Just embraced it, yeah. I guess they do that though. Scientists don't really, you know, scientists only allegiance is to science. That's what I hear.
Yeah. I think I'm still into Devon Corp most, but Silph-Co presumably has the widest range.
I mean, gay owned, you know, Devon.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like that. We want to support that.
Silph-Co, like, I think when you look at it, it's like, oh, they were like waiting to go evil.
Blasting my way through, only a thing left here, Joshua, is the Saffron Gym. Infuriating as always. Except now an added level of infuriation because there's a 3D element.
I like this gym design. It's a lot better than in the original
it
where it's
cool.
Just all flat. And now it's kind of like the Saffron City,
like
actually, Super Smash Brothers level.
That's
which
what
is kind of
like.
Cool. Well, the battleground is exterior. Like Saffron City skyline that you battle on.
Oh, yeah.
But and the color scheme is different. But like here, it's the same where like there's differing levels of skyscrapers that you teleport around to. I don't know. There's no rhyme or reason. It's tough.
It's hard. And if your Pokemon get hurt too much, it's really hard to find your way back out.
That's the worst part. Because you want to go out at least once before Sabrina.
Sabrina, certainly.
Yeah.
I breezed through more like Sabrina.
Yeah.
Tangela.
I mean, it
out
was.
In the front.
Yeah. I
leech
don't know
seed.
About the joke.
Set up the leech seed and then, pop in Kangaskhan, an absolute like monster of a Pokemon. Just like takes a billion hits and keeps on kicking. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch.
Hat tip, Lindsay and Bobby.
Yeah. Crunch, crunch.
And then just do that over and over again and kill everything in here.
Yeah, this was easy thanks to that Mewtwo that I have. And I brought back... I had boxed Pikachu and Alakazam for basically this entire leg to make sure that they would stay below the level cap.
I forgot you had an Alakazam.
Yeah. So this whole thing was a breeze because I had the Mewtwo with Shadow Ball and then... Alakazam has Shadow Ball, and then Pikachu is just good, and I kind of just...
Yeah, we're out. We've got the whatever, Mind Badge in hand. Brain badge?
Brain badge. Marsh badge. It's inexplicably marsh badge. I think we ranted about that before. Where is a marsh coming from?
Yeah, there's not even, it's not even a marsh.
We're on the
area.
Top of a fucking skyscraper. What marsh?
No.
Well, should we do level brief. Check?
Oh, yeah, let's do a level check. What about levels that? Did we bring into? Let's talk about the teams we brought into Sabrina's gym in level check.
Level check.
Mine's kind of a journey. Do you want me to just take that journey now?
Yeah, especially with the rules court ruling.
Here's the core team. Nothing's changed. Mild Salt, Kangaskhan, level 44. Love this thing. For a barf, especially, love this thing.
Yeah.
Nacho.
Because it's Charizard. Also a sweetie. in reality.
Level 45.
Uh-huh.
Leveled up during the fight. Don't yell at me. Vulpix, Alolan Ninetales, level 44. Beautiful. Shimmering.
Oh, I know. What a beauty.
Ethereal. Black Pepperjack, Ninetales, level 44. Radical. These two side by side. Nothing could be cooler. So proud of what we've achieved here today.
I do really like that you're doing that. I want to see them in a double battle.
Jacked. Well, you can do double battles. Let's do double battles.
Yeah. Oh, that's
next time
we
battle.
Yeah. All right.
Jacked 3D, Doug Trio, level 44. Tough little butt plug.
He made it.
Yeah.
He made it.
and then Last Call, Kebab, Tangela, level 44. Just a utility player, you know? Got all the seeds. Can drop that leech seed.
Yeah, you can just kind of open it up with Tangela. Yeah, get the seeds flowing.
Honorable mentions, obviously, Salsa Verde, Mew is overleveled, so was not a feature on the team this week, but still my tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite, Habanero, Porygon, level 44. Absolutely no idea how to run this thing. It keeps almost dying in one hit, just keeping it boxed.
Well, yeah, I mean, without being able to evolve it, which maybe it's after the Elite Four, but like, that's a lot of effort at that point. I can't remember if and when the other evolutions for these lines get unlocked. Porygon on its own isn't a no.
It was tough. Booster, that Japanese Pokemon I got traded, Flareon.
Oh, yeah.
Level 44.
Wow.
They've just been leveling up alongside everyone else. And then Cool American. Someone in Silphcoat gives you Lapras.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
there's an NPC is like, here's a Lapras.
I probably would have put a Lapras on your main team, but you're good with what you got.
Oh, it's leveling. I didn't want it to get hurt in Sabrina's gym.
Oh, right.
Because it's only level 38 right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll definitely be a feature. I have to have an ice type on the team. I guess I have Alolan Ninetales.
Yeah, it's looking a little too diverse.
I have two Barfies right now, which feels a little like not allowed.
I mean, you can. It's just
I know, but
frowned
it just
upon.
Feels like it's against character. And then I guess I have to cut the following two. Winter Crab, Jinx, level 44, who I caught on like level 2 of Seafoam
yeah.
Island.
And
it's
too bad.
Tuna Mayo, Dugong, level 44, who I raised up from a seal.
Oh, that's rough.
Who I also caught in Seafoam Island. I'm just going to, you know, I know when I've overstepped. I don't want to bend the rules too much, so they're gone.
Yeah.
And I'm trading them away.
The court's finally reining you in.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think you could trade them away. I don't know about that.
All right.
No. I don't think you could trade
them away
either. Not a pre-arranged trade.
I'll just send it out to the, I'll do a random trade. How about that?
Yeah, I think that's,
triple Pikachu's.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Okay. What about you? Caprica 6.
Caprica 6 has a couple of new Cylons on here.
Yeah.
We've got Scar, the Mewtwo, level 39 now. Just great. Even at that level. Like,
yeah.
Totally fine. Often one-hit KOing in the gym.
Yeah.
Didn't want to grind it too much so that it's like nowhere near the level cap, you know, so I can like keep it around for a while. And then Gaius, the Pikachu, as I mentioned, was boxed most of the time. So still level 43. No, I guess that's plus one. Gained one in Sabrina's gym. And then Adama, Alakazam, level 43. Same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got our Golbat, level 46.
Love to see it.
Just quietly leveling in the back of the team, waiting in the wings.
Yep.
Have to keep it because it's my barf.
Should have made Starmie a barf.
But why would I do that when I could already use it? Oh, I see what you mean. That's, yeah, but I feel like it's sort of like
Mayor Chidi to make a Pokemon that you already have access to, a barf. Yeah. But, I mean, that was the spoiler. Base Star, of course, Starmie, level 46. I did cool catch one right outside Fuchsia. Yeah, that was fun,
You can't play ahead, Tanner!
Look at this guy. He's also surfing down there.
Well, but I stepped out.
Just as bad.
I stepped out when I had to get the gold teeth.
The offense.
And then a Staryu was there. That's my fucking encounter.
Mayor Cheat.
That's my encounter. What am I going to let it let it go? That doesn't make any sense.
That thing.
Anders the Growlithe, level 28. The pyramid player that you were ranting about last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, what a great team, except for Golbat.
Yeah, and that's because Growlithe is a Swee, and a little diversity, and you don't have an Arcanine anymore. So maybe.
No, I've.
I'm training it up. I need to have it on reserve at least.
I've got the Arcanine on reserve, but I'm not leveling it currently. So, all right, Joshua, that's it for us this week. Let's set our sights on Blaine. Wow. We'll actually go through Seafoam now.
Actually go through Seafoam, yes.
Then we're just like a few short steps away from being done with this game.
Yeah.
And on to what? Sword and Shield?
Sword and Shield, yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Isn't that insane?
It's like the game that's out now.
Basically. I think that's still like the main competitive game while they're sorting out Scarlet and Violet. And
all right.
We will also be joined so by our first...
Carts.
Yeah, get your carts. you could probably just pick them up at a normal store, unlike many of these other games. So that's nice for you.
We're on the Nintendo store, eStore.
And it will also be nice for us next week to have our first guest on for Let's Go, Daniel Golson, a bug catcher and automotive writer who's been a fan for a bit and is doing EXP lock, which we forgot to mention. That's what we're doing. But you have to know that by now. You're not jumping into this episode right now, right?
That would be ridiculous. Go back and start at the beginning.
Yeah. So we will get to hear about his experience lock.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're looking forward to that.
And he will hear about ours. Joshua, bug catchers, thank you for joining us this week. My name has been Hitmongreen, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Hit Josh Chan. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at expshare on Instagram and the ever deteriorating nightmare that is Twitter.
Yeah, like this past week where it inexplicably switched our default language on Experience Share Pod.
Just on like a hunch.
Japanese.
Someone explained it to us and they're like, oh, they think it's like a language you're likely to know based on the accounts that you follow. And it's like, well, I don't.
Yeah, it's like, first of all,
they guessed wrong.
First of all, buddy, it's wrong. And second of all, like, where did I ever sign up for randomly being inflicted another language? I didn't check that box. And then when I went through the settings that this person had recommended, where I guess it's like there's deep in the settings on Twitter, you can find languages you might know. And it had English is like the default, but then it had the ones you may know, Spanish,
yep.
French, and Haitian Creole. So Japanese was not on there, first of all, and Japanese actually would have made a lot more sense than any of the other ones. Like, yeah. We do follow some Japanese accounts. I don't follow any Haitian Creole accounts.
It's just, it's like the ship is sinking out from underneath us. So I guess we're going down with it, and then we'll just be there until like no one's there anymore.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to whatever, Mastodon.
Maybe. I don't know that I have it in me to figure another one out. Probably we will just spend even more time on the Reddit. I did it again. On the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, which is in the top 20% Reddit communities in terms of size, we found out.
And I think
guess there are a lot of them are smaller than you'd expect. But it is fun in there, and you can do level checks, and eventually we will fight the winner of that.
Eventually.
We will also fight Sleepy Shinji, I think, is the one who won last season. Have to arrange that.
Bring it on, baby!
And you can also buy some merch at expsharepod.com.
Wow. Joshua, bug catchers. Alola.
Alola. I'll smell you later.